Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The day in Israel begins with clear skies across the country. Jerusalem is enjoying a bright morning, while Tel Aviv experiences a gentle breeze. Haifa is sunny, perfect for outdoor activities. In the south, Be'er Sheva welcomes the day with warm temperatures. Here are today's headlines. First, in a report from Walla earlier this hour, an American source confirmed that U.S. forces struck Iranian Revolutionary Guard rocket launchers near the island of Larak. Also, from JNS, reports indicate that the U.S. and Iranian regime have exchanged strikes after a pause in hostilities. Also this hour, Ynet reports that a senior official confirmed U.S. military action against IRGC rocket launchers in Iran. Separately, the Jerusalem Post notes explosions near a U.S. base in Jordan following Iranian missile launches. And finally, according to I-24 News, Prime Minister Netanyahu condemned settlers for escalating violence in the West Bank, while Iran acknowledged the heavy toll of U.S. sanctions. Here's what people are saying online. Hen Madzig, an Israeli activist, posted earlier that Hakeem Jeffries condemned Hassan Piker's anti-Semitic remarks on CNN. Gideon Saara, Israeli politician, announced that Dutch representatives will be expelled from the International Support Center for Gaza following Dutch legislation against Israeli settlements. Additionally, Belaz News highlighted the expulsion of Dutch diplomats from Israel, linking the move to the Dutch settlement ban set to take effect soon. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the recent military developments, Walla reported that U.S. forces took action against Iranian Revolutionary Guard rocket launchers. This comes after explosions were heard on Larak Island, a strategic location in the Strait of Hormuz. The area is crucial for global oil trade, and any military activity could affect shipping routes. Turning to the exchange of strikes between the U.S. and Iran, JNS covered the story, noting that this is not seen as a significant escalation. Jason Brodsky, a policy director, stated that it's a reminder of ongoing tensions. This interaction follows a period of relative calm, highlighting the fragile nature of the current situation. Meanwhile, in Jordan, the Jerusalem Post reported explosions near Aqaba, close to a U.S. base, following Iranian missile launches. This development underscores the regional impact of U.S.-Iran tensions, suggesting potential risks for neighboring countries. Finally, addressing the domestic front, I-24 News shared Prime Minister Netanyahu's condemnation of settler violence in the West Bank. This statement comes as Iran admits the economic strain from U.S. sanctions. The dual focus on both domestic and international challenges reflects the complexity of Israel's current geopolitical landscape. On the economic front, Russia has accused Israel of detaining an anti-Zionist historian, according to CTEK. The Kremlin-linked Rights Council is asking for UN intervention, claiming the individual is secretly held by Shin Bet. Separately, Israel Hayom Business reports a major shift in the Ministry of Finance. The high-tech sector is moving to transform state budget management. This change aims to modernize financial processes within the government. And finally, Ynet Business highlights a new partnership in the aviation sector. Israeli firms AIA and Elmo are collaborating on a heavy-lift unmanned cargo aircraft. This venture focuses on improving payload capacity while enhancing performance. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 4 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.